The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I was devastated. I opened everything right here. I write for the show every single day. Devastated like Joey Badass. Everything was gone. It was gone. Welcome to Monday. It is a Monday for real. The Dana Cortez Show is on. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I was so mad because preparing for the show, people think all you did was talk on the mic. It is so hard.
There's a lot of prep time that goes into it.
You got to be really mad to reference a mediocre Joey Badass song from 4 years ago.
I love that song.
And that's like the third time you've referenced it this week.
I want to hear it in the playlist. Well, maybe it's a hint.
I will say he did just get a cover of Most Def.
And so, yeah, so you lost your notes. You deleted your notes. Is that what we're going
with? Everything that I had saved is gone. I don't know why. I don't know how. We got Wi-Fi issues in the studio. You know, I go on walks, turn it off, on whatever, it's gone. And I was freaking out. Automatic and Anthony A brought me down. They're like, calm down. But at the same time, all the work that I've done to prepare for weeks and weeks is gone.
At the same time, you want to keep the pity party going.
It's not a pity party.
Sometimes you just got to take the L and just keep it moving.
Yeah, you keep
obviously,
pushing, bro.
We're on the radio. I mean, I get it. I get it, but it still sucks.
I feel you. I understand your pain. I once was abruptly knocked out of my fantasy football playoffs. And that's something I did lose when I was on my path to reclaim my championship.
Is that why you lost this season?
Yeah, I did. So actually, I understand the frustration. That actually took me a couple days to come down from that. So that's
now that we can talk about important things. So we're talking about losing stuff. I remember I had my DJ computer and it actually completely crashed where I lost all my music. I got the little question mark on the screen. And when I saw that was the from that point on, I have multiple computers with multiple hard drives in multiple locations.
But you don't back up until that happened to you.
I was never backing up. Yeah, until I learned the hard way. I took the L, but I kept it moving.
Now we back up everything.
Keep saying back up. I just keep thinking of the Juvenile song.
Yo, let's get Juvenile. Juvenile
should do a remake of the song for computers. If they did that for Microsoft or Apple or something,
that'd be so good. All right, National
That's a check,
Day Juvie. Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start this one off with National Inane Message for Your Friend Day. All right, now, an inane message is a silly one, a stupid one, something that doesn't make sense. So if you want to call and troll somebody, today is the day to do it.
We do that on a daily show. That's like every day.
All right, and according to the World Health Organization, this is the 3-year anniversary of COVID.
But let's not celebrate. Yay. How about that?
Yeah, that's not
awful. The whole economy is barely recovering because of that. Damn, the world economy.
Damn, bro.
And COVID was real.
But drinking at home was fun.
Still is.
That was fun. I mean, I had a good time drinking
at
home.
We don't even really drink, and Otto would host parties. DJ parties and we would drink. Like,
oh my God.
I just get hammered on the internet.
Online,
you know what? Quarantine was like, it was a horrible time, but at the same time, it was kind of fun.
We learned a lot about ourselves.
Oh my God, dude. Doing Zoom comedy shows was kind of a low point of my life. That was a really dark time in my life, right there, guys. All right, it's National Croissant Day. Ooh.
Shout out to buttery, flaky goodness.
I don't know how I feel about the croissants, but I do love this invention. Another great American classic. It is National Bubble Wrap Day, y'all.
Bubble wrap in business. Amazon comes to our house so frequently, the guy has started throwing the packages at the door. I thought someone was trying to kick the door down. He's just like, stop.
He just looks at Dana and just gives her the finger.
He does every time.
Oh my God.
But then I get to play with bubble wrap.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Skinny shot. What is it?
Ooh.
I don't know. I can't tell you. I could have read an article, but instead I have a board certified plastic surgeon on the line. Dr. Franco.
Hey,
how you doing?
How are you all?
We're doing well. Not as skinny as you though, sir. Which is skinny shot.
I'm down 45 pounds in a little over 3 months.
What?
That is insane. So I saw the article that you were discussing the skinny shot. What is this skinny shot board certified surgeon genius, Dr. Franco? What is it?
It's funny. This has been a game changer. And honestly, this is probably one of the best health moves that has hit the United States. Because, I mean, we all know obesity has gotten out of control. And we all know that people who are obese are, and I was in that category, are higher risk for diabetes, hypertension, kidney issues. So it's basically semaglutide, which was initially designed as a diabetic drug, but they found that people just lost an enormous amount of weight. What's really, really cool is there's the medications for diabetics, but then there's this compound version that we can treat people who are just trying to become into a better fitness, healthy lifestyle stuff. It's been absolutely incredible. I've obviously, you know, joined the journey myself.
How much does it cost? Like, and how many shots do I need? Let's say I'm 60 pounds overweight, so I'm you know, I don't want to have surgery or anything, but I do need some help. How many shots do you think that person requires?
They're probably going to be on it, because that's exactly me. I was about 60 pounds overweight. I was 255 pounds. I'm trying to get under 200 pounds. Mm-hmm. I've been on it 3.5 months. I'll personally probably be on it about 6 to 9 months.
Okay.
You know, everybody loses weight a little bit differently. We try and push people who make use this as a jumpstart for lifestyle changes, right? You know,
yes,
eating a little bit
yes.
better, mm-hmm. exercising are going to do better. If you're just dependent on the shot, your weight journey is going to be a little bit slower, and we don't advise that. So in general, I would tell people to be on it at least 6 months. And part of the reason becomes, and this is what where the medication got such great hype, is that in one of the studies, patients who were on this at least 5 months only had a 5% rebound in their weight gain.
And the idea,
and it makes sense, right? Because it takes us a while to break that habit and make lifestyle changes. So you want to give yourself a chance to do that.
You know what? I love that you did say it's about jump-starting the lifestyle change, because you can get lipo. If you eat poorly, the fat comes back. You can have lap band surgery, gastric bypass, whatever. If you eat badly, the fat comes back. And the same with the skinny shot. Obviously, if you do not control your diet first and exercise and lifestyle, the fat will come back.
It's all about discipline.
100%. But I'll tell you, the cool thing about this is it's helped me make changes, and then it's self-motivating, right? When you start seeing your body make changes, but not even just how I look. I've had so much more energy. I've just felt better. I've been able to do more. So it becomes this self-fulfilling. But what's really cool about this, unlike some of the other medications, is it really helps you decrease your cravings. So like now when I go to Target or HEB, I don't even purchase chips, other things. You know, people are super nice and bring sweets to our office all the time, but 7 or 8 half cookies equals 8 cookies, you know?
That's my problem, the cravings. If I bring a bag of Oreos home, I eat all of them. I'm not kidding, like the whole bag. And I'm thin. I'm about 6 pounds off right now, but for me, I'm scared, because I think you saw my before picture. I'm always afraid of going back, and it's real easy because I'm short. And you, it's just, I love to eat. I have very little discipline, so I can't keep that kind of stuff in the house. So I just don't buy it.
Can you give us like a round number what 6 months might cost you to do something like this?
It varies, but like in our practice, it's basically $300 a month for the office visit and the medication. It's a weekly shot. We do have people come in every month because it is a medication. You should be followed by a medical professional. Make sure, one, you're a good candidate. Two, there's not other things going on. Definitely want to make sure that somebody's helping you with your journey.
I was going to say, just give up the snacks and you can afford that $300 a month.
I'll tell you, if you take my DoorDash bill and that it's changed.
Oh, man, you've got your skinny shot in the bag. Dr. Franco, we love you so much. Thank you for taking the time. He really is one of my favorite people. I mean, he's such an honest guy, too. So if you want information on a skinny shot, hey, by the way, this ain't an advertising. This ain't an ad. I wanted information on the skinny shot because I've had so many people hit me up. Follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Time for our spiritual forecast. What's your sign?
Hey.
Hola. What you doing, mama?
Aquí.
What did she say?
Aquí nomás.
Descansando.
Como las comadres. Aquí nomás.
Sí. Aquí comadre.
I don't answer her like, no sabo, no sabo. Anyway.
No sabo,
no sabos, no sabos. Okay. Mira. We want to know how our spiritual forecast is going. We need to know. But before we get into that collectively, our energy for the week, we take phone calls or I get voice messages to at Dana Cortez on Instagram and I submit them to you. You ready to give this lovely lady her reading?
I'm ready.
Okay. So mama, begin with your sign.
My sign is Pisces.
What's your name?
Marisol.
Okay, Marisol, date of birth, no year, and then go ahead with your question for Sirmati.
March 4th, 1996. I'm not too sure what my question would be. Probably just, should I leave my past behind?
So, kind of vague, right? Like, should I leave my past behind? What are you sensing for Marisol?
There's unfinished business with whatever she's considering her quote-unquote past. Mm. There hasn't been a full cycle completed. I feel like whoever or whatever she's holding on to and she's wanting to release is not yet allowing her to. She's wanting to move away from it because she wants to escape. But really, there's like a candle that comes into my vision when I look into this energy. And that means that the candle wants to shine a light on her. She's unhappy with that situation because she's unhappy with herself. She wants to change. And I feel like rather than wanting to make this drastic change, she should put more effort into being grateful for the situation that she has, because there is a lot of good here. But I do understand that there's also a feeling of not being fulfilled. Whatever the situation is, the grass isn't always greener on the other side, is what
That's
spirit really wants
sure.
to tell her.
Girl, and you gotta mow it. You gotta mow it just like the other side.
You gotta mow it. Yeah, you have to start. It starts with you watering yourself so that you can then give.
So right? figure whatever. Out what's going on with you before you can figure out what's happening in this past or whatever you're trying to leave, whoever, whatever. Yeah. Okay, all right. Now, what about exactly. our spiritual forecast for the week? What are we looking like collectively, everybody who's tuning in?
Last week, I said that relationships were coming up for review, and that is so true. I feel like I was reading for myself when I did that, because that's been happening in the energy, not just for me, but for a lot of people in the collective. Whoever's listening, people are going to be reaching out a lot this week. This is the week February starts, so we're already getting into the lovers month. So somebody out there wants to tell you that you guys belong together and that it's been complicated for them. But your job is to take a look to see what that situation actually entails and if it's actually right for you.
Because it's not about what they want. It's not about what they want. It's about what's right for you.
So, exactly. So, Shiramati, are you saying if you don't get a call from, you know, between now and a week from now, you know, buckle up. You're going to be lonely all year.
Oh.
That's nobody wants you, right? Like, hey, if you don't get a call, if you don't get that call back this week, you know, get ready, pal.
You know what? Embrace it.
Embrace it.
So,
She just said at the beginning, you got to get right with yourself first.
There it is.
And
there
sometimes
is.
Being right with yourself is going out there and being a little
What happened to Nosamo?
I know. What happened to Nosamo?
I always understand.
All that Nosamo go out the way when your senorita's around. Say that.
Girl, thank you so much. Thank you.
Guts.
It is the month of love. If you need a reading with Mari, please call us. The phone lines are open. Or follow me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Send me a voice message. And of course, follow Sir Mari at Illis Divinity. We love you, Mama. Talk to you next week. Happy first week
love
of love. Bye.
Yes, love you guys. Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
How did Shakira figure out her ex, Gerard Piqué, the father of her children, was cheating on her? Ooh. Ladies, turn your radio up. It's the Daily Dirt. This story and more, all brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Get started with celebrity birthdays and...
We got Becky Lynch celebrating her birthday and Kristen Bell, along with one of my favorite and most influential artists of our generation, Kid Cudi, celebrating his birthday today.
Yeah, all right. So let's go ahead and talk about Northwest, daughter of Kanye, who is no longer friends with Kid Cudi, and Kim Kardashian. She is going to star in a movie alongside her mom, Kim Kardashian. Paw Patrol, the Mighty Movie.
Aw, good for her, man.
So cute.
This is way better than the movie debut her mother made.
Shout out to North. I was going to say Saint was in it, but never mind. Lost my way. Now let's talk about Drake. His LA home was broken into. Luckily, security called police immediately, and the man was caught walking down the street with his arms full of stolen goods. I wonder what he stole from Drake.
If I was stealing something from Drake, I'll take an OVO chain.
Shoot, you know what? I want that engagement ring necklace that he made. Remember how
Don't
many?
You already have enough engagement rings?
Joke at my expense. Okay, now we're moving on, and we're going to talk about Shakira, because everybody knows she separated from her ex, Gerard Piqué. We know he cheated on her, but I just found out he had that woman inside Shakira's house, inside Shakira's bed, eating Shakira's strawberry jam. Mm. And that's how she found out, because nobody else in the Casa house ate the strawberry jam but her and this.
Ladies,
if you're going into another woman's house and you're eating her jam, you know you want her to find out what you're doing.
She was eating her man. I think that's worse than her jam.
Hips don't lie, nor do jars of jam.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Don't you hate it when you pull up to McDonald's to order a McFlurry and they say, the ice cream machine is broken? I got a hack for you right now in food news. It's time for hottest hashtags here on The Dana Cortez Show. Happy New Year. I'm saying it for two more days. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Organic Hot Cheeto.
All right, so I got some big news right here. The Justice Department, along with AGs from California, Colorado, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Tennessee, and Virginia, are suing Google for monopolizing multiple digital advertising technology products in violation of Section 1 and 2 of the Sherman Act. Now, the last time Congress tried to break up a big company like this, oh, by the way, Ticketmaster's on the line as well.
I saw that one, too.
Okay, last time was, I guess, in the 80s.
With AT&T.
There used to only be one phone company.
Yeah, and they broke it up into like multiple, the baby bells.
Okay, I'll be honest, I didn't know that. I didn't. And it happened, and now that's why we all have lower prices on the phones.
Also, this is the first time a company like this is being sued this much, because they got three different lawsuits going on.
Oh, yeah.
Along with the ad stuff and then the search engine, too. Well, and if they win, the crazy thing is it'll benefit a company like Apple. I didn't know that Google's the default search engine on all Apple products.
Well, I think they got 95% of the market right now.
And imagine they power most websites.
The thing is most people's information, their knowledge at this point, people don't read books anymore. They just Google things. So when
some people read books. We read books.
95% of people don't.
But you go on Google to find those books.
Exactly. So when you're controlling all the information, you have all the power. So Google has a lot more power than AT&T had.
So but if you want to go give more power to Facebook, that's what's going to happen.
A
company like Meta is going to get more power for everything too. So that's
you think
dicey.
It's going to open up the market?
Yeah, just like it did with the phones. So there's multiple phone companies. There will be multiple search engines, and then you'll have different avenues to get your information.
You think it's a good idea then?
I think it's a great idea, because when somebody controls all the information, they control your mind. And that's my conspiracy theory of the day.
All right, now in food news, McDonald's, McFlurries, and McSundays, all of that. It's great. You pull in and you hear, ice cream machine is broken. Well, this happened to a man named Rashik Zahid in 2020. He was ordering on a McDonald's app, and they said, machine's broken. He's like, I can't handle this anymore. Re-engineered the McDonald's app to figure out which stores were broken. And now you download the app called McBroken, and you'll find out which ones are broken. Or you go to McBroken.com.
That sounds like a problem with food to me.
No, it doesn't.
People like this who really bother me. A lot of times celebrities get criticism for the things they do and how they don't spend their money to help people. This guy really has like a legitimate thing that he could help the world. People could benefit from this.
You didn't have to reverse engineer McDonald's.
You're using your power for evil at this point, dog. Like, this is crazy. You're in cahoots with Ronald and you're a genius like this, dog? Come on, bro. Greta got to be going at people like this, dog.
No, McBroken app, I think, is genius. I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah, it used to be 60 pounds, too. Thicker. Of course you would, bro.
Oh, no.
Of course.
Didn't.
If there was more fixed McFlurry machines, you would still be thick, girl. Come on.
Stay broken. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with something you probably love, too. No, wait. I love bubble wrap. Shout out to bubble wrap. It's National Bubble Wrap.
I love bubble wrap.
Who doesn't love bubble wrap?
Hours of entertainment.
And something to say, it's American. It's the United States of American product.
Wait, we invented bubble wrap?
We did in New Jersey.
You better keep those packing peanuts over there.
Shout out to chocolate cake, which is also American. And shout out to ranch dressing and American football. All right, we'll wrap it up on something that's not American. Croissant.
Oh,
National Croissant Day.
I love me a croissant.
Delicious croissant.
A little ham and cheese and a croissant.
No,
that's good, Automatic. That's good.
Butter and a croissant.
Like my women, like jelly I like my croissant? Bread, not flaky. So I'm more of a sourdough guy.
I'm trying to enjoy a croissant in its homeland.
Is that the hint, hint?
Yeah, when are you going to take me?
When you gonna pay for it?
Oh, man.
I guess it's not happening.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing how Shakira caught her ex-man cheating on her because his side chick was eating her jelly jam. That got us a talking.
Strawberry jam at that.
Ooh, we don't condone cheating at all.
No.
But we don't want to see anybody get caught cheating either. So we're going to give you a few tips on how to avoid getting caught when you're being sneaky behind your partner's back. Oswald be two dudes.
One studio. Hold on, where we go forward.
Okay. Oh, you're afraid of this. You're jumping out the gate on this one.
Topic's been approved.
Approved by your wife? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You don't want people thinking that we're getting to you?
That I'm just
like
a scumbag.
Again, we do not condone cheating. I do not salute dishonesty. I do not think it's cool. Dishonesty is dishonesty, dog.
Period.
All right? My biggest thing about it, too, though, when I'm not participating in it, is when my homies get caught, and then they rope me into it.
Don't involve me
Don't do that, dude.
Don't involve me in your dirt. If you're doing it, don't even tell me. I don't want to know.
Especially if I got a girl. Because now, you're not going to cover up your tracks good enough. We're going to slip up on a lie. And then now my girl's going to question me, like, oh, this is what you're cool with? That's a tough spot. Come on, homie.
I'm not going to name any names, but I have a friend who likes to send me pictures and videos.
Of his girls?
Of when he's cheating.
Oh, dude, he's trying to take you down with him, dude. And
I don't even show him.
Oh, my God.
Because I'm like, why would you send me that?
You know what's funny about this? Your wife, Dana Cortez, does struggle to remember people's names, but she does know all the names of your friends that she trusts.
She does not trust his friend.
I know she wouldn't, dog, at all. And that's one of the first things, back to our point of not telling us, that's the first thing you should remember when you're cheating and doing dirt. Don't tell people, bro. You got to keep that between
it's
you
your
and your secret lover. All right? The other thing you got to do, you got to delete all evidence. All evidence, all right?
There's immediately.
Everything. Phone calls. If your side chick's leaving hickeys on you.
That's amateur hour.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of side dude behavior, too. And the final thing I'll leave you with is, automatic, you raised your hand on something.
You didn't even mention the most important thing.
Oh, what's that?
Bank accounts.
Oh, okay. That's married man stuff, I think.
Cash right? only, homie.
Oh, man, you're right, dog. And I would say handle your person's suspicion, your partner's suspicion, with consideration and empathy. It'll throw her off a little bit more.
I just want to make it clear, the only reason I know that's how my mom caught my dad cheating.
Oh, damn, dude! Oh.
She went through the bank accounts.
Why are you snitching, dude? Come on, man.
My dad's already passed, and my mom and him got a divorce a long time ago. So, but yeah, that's how my mom caught it. He was buying his girl necklaces. And my mom was like, wait, I don't have a necklace.
Homie, I'm not cool with you snitching on the dead man. Rest in peace, your father, dude. That's not cool, automatic. Don't snitch on anybody.
I'm not snitching
like
on him. He got caught already.
Okay, this is why you don't do any dirt in front of DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.